I got a word from the Lord today, and I hope you'll give me a few minutes to convey it. I hope you'll help me. Amen. It's nothing like the Word of God. I love the singing. I love great music, but I always have. Amen. But what I didn't like was the preaching. Amen. I love to sing "Will the Circle Be Unbroken." Of course, I didn't know what it meant. I just used to sing it with them. But when the preacher started preaching, that's when I got uncomfortable. But growing is uncomfortable, is what I've been told. They got stuff called growing pains. Amen. When teenagers are stretching out, they have pains and they hurt. I've got a great message to preach. I'm not scaring nobody. Amen. But I do want to grow. I want to learn what the Bible says and what it means. And amen. The Bible is one of those books that you can read it, and if you're not really paying attention, you can read for 30 minutes and not know anything that you read. And then you can think you know what you read, but when you slow down and study it, you realize you ain't ever heard that before. You had no idea it was talking about that. So anyway, I guess God calls different men with different abilities and different methods of teaching and preaching. I kind of like to just get, because I can't preach a whole lot, I like to get just a little spoonful and just try to really get that spoonful to work for you. Amen. Get it to really tasting good and understanding what it's made out of. So if you got your Bible, Psalms, the 16th chapter. Thank you for your faithfulness to church, faithfulness to prayer. Amen. Thank the Lord for revival, for what God's doing. Amen. And he's just getting started. David said, "Thou wilt show me the path of life." Everybody see the path of life. "In thy presence," everybody say, "in thy presence," "is what? Is fullness of joy." He said, "At thy right hand," everybody say, "at thy right hand," "there are what?" Who would want to live in the world? Nobody would want to live for the devil except people that don't know any better. Amen. I come to preach and teach the Word of God today. I want to preach about the presence of the Lord. Amen. Set your Bibles down, and why don't you lift your hands to the Lord, your voices to the Lord all across this house. Come on, let's ask God to help us right now in the name of Jesus. God, we want your presence more than anything in this world. Hallelujah. We want your anointing more than anything, God. Hallelujah. We want to grow in you. We want to learn of you, Jesus. Teach us your ways, God. Teach us your laws, God. Hallelujah. Could you join with somebody for just a moment? Amen. Let's pray together in the name that is above every name. God, give us an ear to hear the Word of God today. Let us understand. Let us apply it to our lives and our hearts today, Jesus. Oh, we need you in this house, God, like we've never needed you before. Hallelujah. Come on, can you lift your voice a little louder? Come on, when you pray, say something. Oh, we need you, God. Don't pass us by. Ooh, stop by today, Lord. Speak to your people, God. Help your people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now can you praise him in the hand clap? Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I want to preach about, everybody say, the presence of the Lord. Amen. Above everything else, we need the presence of the Lord to be in our lives, in our home, in our church services. Amen. We need the presence of the Lord in the decisions we make. Amen. We need the presence of the Lord in everything that we do. Amen. Praise God. But the presence of the Lord is not a geographical place. Because the Bible said God is a spirit. Amen. And the fact is mentioned several places in the Bible. Amen. That God is a spirit and he is everywhere. I want to read Jeremiah 23 and 23 quickly. He said, "Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off?" He was speaking to Israel, and he's saying, do you think I'm just a local God? You think I'm a local deity that just showed up and started following you? Do you not understand that I'm the God that created everything? Amen. Do you understand I'm the God of nowhere? Amen. Past what you can see, I'm still God. Past what you can understand, he's still God. Past what you can even believe, he's still God. Amen. He's not a local God in Hot Springs. He's not a local God at Calvary Pentecostal. God is everywhere. Hallelujah. He said, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Amen. Why would you want to hide from God? Amen. You're wasting your time trying to hide things from God. The best thing is just be honest with God, be open, and confess when you're wrong. Don't say, oh, I didn't do it. When you know you did, God saw it. God knows it. God knows why you did it. And he's ready to forgive. He said, what's the purpose of trying to hide from God? He said, do not I feel. Everybody say feel. Not F-E-E-L. But feel. Heaven and earth, saith the Lord. God said, I'm not local. Praise God. I'm everywhere. David would say it in Psalms 139 and 7. He would say, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or he's saying, where could I go? Or where shall I flee from thy presence? He said, if I ascend up into heaven, you're going to be there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you're going to be there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Amen. The man David is expressing to the extent of his ability, if I went as far as I could go up, you'd be there. If I end up as low as you can go, like Jonah, below sea level, you're still going to be there. If I got out onto the sea and went as far as you could go, God's still going to be there. He's saying the Spirit of God is everywhere. The Spirit of God is everywhere. The fact that God is everywhere is written in this Bible many times. Amen. But the scripture I read to you this morning says that in his presence is fullness of joy. So if we begin to think about the presence of God as just a geographical location, and God was everywhere, and that you could put it on latitude and longitude and figure out exactly where God was, you would say God is everywhere. And so if God is everywhere, then the fullness of joy should be everywhere. But I don't know if you're like me. You ever been in a Walmart and realized not everybody's happy in this world? Hallelujah. Can I preach to you a little while? Amen. Just because the Spirit of God is in Walmart don't mean that the people that are in Walmart are in the presence of God. Come on, we're going to preach about some stuff today. Hallelujah. I don't want to just be where God is. I want to be in his presence. Come on, help me pray right now in Jesus' name. Come on, we're going to pray that somebody's going to go to a new level today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I realize that the fullness of joy is not in the people, amen, that are going up and down the roads today, but the fullness of joy is in the people whose focus is on, I want to get into his presence. Hallelujah. Anybody can feel God? Amen. If you got good detectors, you can feel God. I felt God in rooms before I ever got the Holy Ghost, but I didn't know how to get into his presence. Amen. When I got the Holy Ghost, I learned that it's deeper than a goosebump on my arm. Come on. I'm going to take you to a higher level. Amen. It's not just about saying, ooh, I felt God today. But it's about getting into the red hot presence of God where things begin to change in your life. Hallelujah. Some people don't want to get into the presence of God because in his presence you realize how holy he is and how unholy you are. Amen. Everybody says, oh, I want to see his face. You might want to be changed before you see his face. Amen. There was a man in the temple, amen, who was a righteous man, a holy man. Amen. When he seen God in the temple, amen, it come up on him, woe is me. Hallelujah. God change me every day. God, help me to be what I need to be. God, help me to learn how to tap into your presence. The Spirit of God is everywhere. But his presence ain't everywhere. Hallelujah. I mean, don't let me mess up your theology today. Amen. There's people in this church this morning that were getting into the presence of God. Amen. And then there were others talking about the weather and playing on their phone and finding somebody to talk to. Amen. I knew I had the right message this morning. Amen. It was like night and day. I don't want a service to go by where I don't get inside the presence of the mighty God. Hallelujah. I want to be changed. Hallelujah. Amen. And I realize the world don't have any joy because they are chasing things that they think is going to bring them joy. They're chasing things they think is going to make them happy. Amen. And then a few of them make it to what they're chasing, and then they are really miserable. Because, amen, because money can't make you happy. Come on, church. Success is not going to make you happy. Your ninth wife is not going to make you happy. Amen. Being in the presence of God is the... Maybe you've never been there. You don't even know what I'm preaching about. I hope you do before we leave this house. Amen. There's only one thing that brings happiness, and it's God. Amen. The fullness of joy. Everybody say the fullness of joy. This is what the definition of the fullness of joy is. It is a state of profound and complete happiness. It is a feeling so intense that it encompasses and saturates a person's entire being, leaving no room. Everybody say no room. No room for sadness or negativity. The fullness of joy means that you got so much Holy Ghost happiness in you that if something bad were to happen to you, you'd keep on smiling. Come on, we're going to get down today and deal with some issues. Amen. The presence of the Lord will bring, the Bible said, the fullness. I'm glad I'm not preaching my doctrine today, Brother Eccles. I'm preaching what the Bible said. In His presence is the fullness of joy. That means you can be in a trial. You can be going through a fire. You can be dealing with sickness. But it ain't going to take your joy. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe just like this Bible would say, amen, that every man's work shall be tried. You know what that means? Everybody gets their chance to go through the fire. Amen. Just because you live a holy life and you pray every day don't mean you're never going to go through the fire. Because the Bible said every man's work is going to be tried. Amen. The trial don't mean you're a bad person. Well, I wonder what they did. They got COVID. Who cares? Amen. I wonder what Daniel did. He got thrown in a den of lions. Don't you know when you're in God's hands, God gets to do what God wants to do? Amen. If you end up in a den of lions, if you end up with cancer in your body, if you end up with diabetes in your body, it don't mean you're an awful person living in sin. Amen. Bad things happen to good people every day. But what makes the difference is, do you still have your joy? Can you still shout when trouble comes? Can you still dance? Can you still run the aisles? Come on. Come on. He told them. Come on. I've got a word for this church. I want to know if you're living in the presence of the Lord or not. Amen. This ain't rocket science. Amen. If every little thing turns your world upside down and makes you hate everybody, you ain't living in the presence. Come on, somebody help me pray right now. Come on. Come on, prayer warriors, help me pray right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, it's time to get a hold of ourselves. This up and down living for God is ridiculous. This up and down, I love people, then I hate people. Well, it depends about whether they talk about my kid or not. Well, they sure don't get on my grandchild. Amen. Sure don't get on my great-grandchild. Amen. Come on. Come on, this ain't my doctrine. This is Bible. If you're living in the presence of God, you're going to be so full of joy, they can talk about you, crucify you, run you down, and you're still going to be happy. You're going to be full of joy. Come on. Hallelujah. We're going to find out how we're living. Come on, let the Word of God speak to you. Where are you living at? Well, I just don't deal with stress very well. Praise God. Yeah, the same people that can't deal with stress are the same people that ain't got time to come to the church and pray. Same people that need counseling every week are the same ones that ain't got time to pray, but they think I got, and I do. I'm totally bored every day. Nothing to do. Amen. Please don't misunderstand me. Amen. I'm talking about people helping themselves. Yeah. Come on, church. Don't put your confidence in me that I can say a few words of wisdom and help you out of your troubles. The only words I got is the words God gives me. Hey man, at some point you got to say, hey, I'm going to get into the presence of God where the joy is. This is how the old timers made it through world wars and still kept their joy. This is how they made it through great depressions and still kept their joy. Joy don't come from how much money you got. It don't come with, amen, how blessed you are and how big your house is, how new your car is. Joy comes from God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Can I just preach how I feel it? Amen. I got a bad thing about cars. And I love cars. But I've always regretted them. Amen. 30 days later. Amen. I'm thinking, boy, I wish I had my old broke down Tundra back. Praise God. Things ain't going to make you happy. Listen to me. Don't get your focus on things in this world. Some people, praise God, I thank God I got a wonderful wife, the best one ever created. Amen. But anyway, two is better than one. I agree with that. Amen. Praise God. But you got to have God. Amen. I don't care if you end up with the best or second best one. You still going to need God. Amen. There's only so much people can do for you. Boy, it's getting quiet in here now. But it's getting right now. Boy, if I just had me a wife or husband, whatever. Boy, it'd finally complete my life. No, it wouldn't. It'd mess your life up if you ain't got God. You'll mess their life up if you ain't got the fullness of joy. There ought to be somebody clapping. Praise God. Amen. God, I pray we haven't become some crybaby, snowflake offended generation of spiritual weaklings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I believe you can get so close to God that nothing can drag you down. But if you can't get close to God, a Facebook friend ain't gonna help you. If I could just reach 1,000 followers or whatever, well, I'm going to be an influencer. You're going to influence people to be broken just like you are. You know where your influence should come from? Now, this is an influencer. This has influenced everything that I do. It said in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of it. Influenced me. I'm having a good day. Thank you. If I'm having a flat tire, thank you. The weed eater runs out of string. Thank you, Lord. If I can't find any, thank you. I know what you are thinking. I wanted to get it done. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. I'm trying to change your focus. Man, if I could make $5 more an hour. No, that ain't going to help. Because $5 an hour is $200 before taxes. And then after taxes and after Trump gets all his money, Sarah gets the rest, the county gets the rest, you're going to get 100. Amen. And then your cell phone's going to break. You're going to have to go get another one. And you can't afford it. Amen. So you're going to pay $27.88 a month for the next 5 years. Amen. And you're going to be mad even though you got a raise. It ain't. I might just slow down a minute. I hope you all get $50 an hour raises. If you do, I get a $5 raise. See how that works. It's supposed to work like that. It better work like that. So I'm not preaching against you getting a raise. Trust me. I'm trying to pay off a building here. I'm building houses to pay off a building. I'm working every day to pay off a building. Amen. But when this place is paid off, do you think I'm going to have joy unspeakable and full of glory because it's paid off? Yeah, it's going to help. There's a lot of people with paid off buildings that ain't happy this morning. A lot of people with paid off houses that ain't happy this morning. A lot of people with a pocket full of money that, and they didn't want to get out of bed. Amen. It ain't about the world. It's about connecting with God. Amen. God, don't let us become so easily offended. Being offended is a curse. I'm going to tell you, if that's your spirit, I don't think it's mine. I don't think. But if it's yours, that needs to be your number one priority of your life, to overcome that. Because the Bible said it would be easier to win a whole city. Everybody say a whole city. Than somebody that's easily offended. Let me tell you, if you can't be corrected or not corrected, even just instructed without getting all in a wad, you're in trouble with God. That ought to terrify you when instruction goes forth and you bow up. Praise God. There's people who's left this church over instruction. I think if you can't sit under me, I don't think you can sit under nobody. I feel like I just love everybody. I'm so nice. And see, I even smile when I preach. See, praise God. Amen. I love to help people. But you still got to instruct people. See, Joel Osteen smiles too. And he says, this is your day. Where's those green bags? I feel like you just missed an opportunity. You put a 1 instead of a 1,000 in. Amen. Maybe you did, and we got plenty of time. We'll stop right now if we need to. Amen. Let me get my thoughts back together. Hallelujah. Boy, this is so much fun. You know what I love about preaching about the presence of the Lord? Because I never knew what it was until I was about 27 years old. I seen a lot of people flopping and shouting and all that stuff. Amen. Praise God. But I didn't know what it was until it got a hold of me. Amen. Praise God. I've been where God is my whole life. I grew up in a church where I'd run downstairs while they were shouting, and the chandeliers would be going like that. But I wasn't in the presence. You see what I'm saying? Hey, while I'm thinking about it, Don't let your kids go downstairs without you. Amen. I don't know why I just thought of this. Amen. We got holes in the wall downstairs, tables flipped upside down, and all kinds of stuff. And I can deal with all that. It ain't no big deal. But somebody lit something on fire down there last week while we were, I guess, having church. I don't know. That could be disastrous. So anyway, if y'all want to start fires, wait till the burn ban's over and then go outside somewhere. You know, probably at your house would be the best place to start a fire. Amen. Let God bring the fire in here. I guess. But anyway, that ain't what I was preaching about. I just thought about that when I was talking about me running downstairs when I was a kid. Praise the Lord. But my mama had six, and it was a little more difficult. She tried. She sure did try. Praise God. Everybody say, in his presence is fullness of joy. The closer you get to God, the more stable you become. This is what we need in church, is people to become stable. Mentally stable. Spiritually stable. And you can't do that without connecting with God. If everything that happens to you becomes an emotional train wreck in your life. Don't trust me. Trust the Word of God. It ought to be like a light bulb go off. Hey, I'm mad at everybody right now. I'm not saying I am. I'm role playing. I'm mad at everybody right now. That ought to make something go off in your mind. Because you can't be mad and have joy. Can a fountain bring forth sweet and bitter? I'm just reasoning with you. I don't know much. But can a fountain taste sweet and bitter at the same time? So you can't hate and love, I don't think. I mean, hallelujah, praise God. I don't think you can hate somebody and have joy at the same time. I believe hatred steals people's joy. Amen. Praise God. It's kind of quiet in here today. I didn't think anybody would run the aisles, but thank you, Jesus. I want to know, what do you do? Amen. When life happens, because Google taught us today that the fullness of joy says you got so much of it that there's no room for negativity. I've always thought about this. I watch people and how they react to life. And I can see two people going through the same thing. They might not even know the other story. But I usually know a lot about stuff in the church. And I've watched, and some people just like manage it. And they keep their joy, and they still love everybody, and they deal with problems at the altar. And others deal with it with their feet. Praise God. It's kind of quiet, still quiet. I don't mind. I mean, at least there's some noise. Praise God. Help me, Weston. Praise God. Help me, Jesus. And I've always thought, I wonder why one person can deal with a sickness. Let's just say a sickness, because that's pretty, everybody gets to face it. Or one person could deal with a sickness and they still smile and they still love people and they're still wanting prayer. And the other just clams up and locks up. Amen. And I thought, you know what? The Word of God is trying to tell us something. That in His presence, the people that are in His presence, their joy is not being robbed. Praise God. I know this is, man, thicker than some people's gravy. Hallelujah. God, help me. Help me. Some people ask me, how do you deal with, I mean, it ain't like you just got to deal with your stuff. You got the problems that you have to deal with of other people's. How do you make it through? Amen. Well, this is how I do it, and this is how you're going to do it. You walk in heavy or whatever. If you walk in heavy, praise God. Get some of this Holy Ghost Ozempic. Praise God. They say, how do you carry the burden of the Lord? This is how you say it. What are you supposed to say? What burden? Are you just saying stuff? Are you just speaking it? No, I'm not really speaking it. I laid it down. When you came to me and you told me, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what? I went to Him and said, I don't know what we're going to do. There it is, God. If you don't do it, it ain't going to be done. I'm not going to walk around sad the rest of my life. I'm going to be happy. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the trigger. It's the response to the trigger that tells everything about your life, where you're standing. You say, well, they talked about me. Well, they talk about me too. And the other person, like, look to your right, like this. They're talking about them too. People care too much about what humans think about them. Do you know we are a peculiar people? You know we're never going to fit in this world. We're never going to be the super popular in the world. To them, we're strange. Why would you dress like that? Why would you act like that? Why would you go to church every day? Praise God. That's just who we are. But this is the best life. He said, in thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy, everybody say, thy right hand, there are pleasures for, everybody say, evermore. This presence and right hand, he's just saying the same thing twice in two different ways, really. It describes a proximity. It describes a closeness. And these are the things that bring the joy and bring the pleasure evermore. Hey, I come to petition for the Lord. Sin has pleasure, but the Bible said it is for a what? For a season. Amen. You can go live like a devil if you want to. Amen. And you may be happy for 5 seconds. Amen. But when reality kicks in, when the chickens come home to roost, you're going to realize I'm not very happy. But when you're at His right hand, meaning you're tucked up underneath His wings, the Bible said there's pleasure. Not for a season, but there is pleasure forever. There is pleasure. Praise God. Amen. Y'all gonna help me today?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some people think that if I go live in the world, I'm going to have a lot of fun. Amen. I got Bible to tell you, you ain't going to have fun. You're going to think you're having fun. But the Bible said the wages of sin, when it's payday. Amen. It may not be payday the first 5 minutes that you're doing whatever. But payday's coming. And when payday comes, the Bible said it's going to be death. Praise God. Boy, this is simple. This is an easy decision to me. Amen. Go live like a devil and end up dead and lost and burning in a lake of fire? Or try to get as close to God as we can get and discover the pleasure? See, they're looking at us thinking, boy, them poor people. I don't know what they do for fun. I'll tell you what's fun to me is just to lay down at night and go to sleep and not worry about being lost. Boy, that's fun to me. Amen. You may have never had the other experience, but I had the other experience before, thinking, oh, God, don't come back tonight, please. And then to lay down. Praise God. If he comes back, hallelujah. If he don't, I'm going to wake up, hallelujah. If I don't, if I'm raptured, hallelujah. Pleasure forevermore. Amen. Praise God. This is the happiest life. And I got Bible to preach it to you. Amen. But if I didn't even have a Bible today, praise God, by my own testimony, I could tell you without a doubt, this life is way better than that life. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise. Young people, young couples, don't let the devil lie to you. The enemy, if he's good at anything, he's good at lying. And he's good at painting pictures that ain't correct. Amen. He painted a picture of a fruit that was so beautiful. And when that woman looked at it, she thought, my Lord, that is beautiful. That's a good fruit to eat. And man, he said, it's going to make you wise. My Lord, who wouldn't want to eat that fruit? Amen. And he painted a picture of how much better off she was going to be if she just went ahead and did the opposite of what God said. Listen to me, young people. There's nothing in the world. It's heartache in the world. They'll use everything you got and leave you on Skid Row. You'll be standing there with a sign trying to get a biscuit. Ooh, tut, tut, tut. Listen to me, young couples. You be careful hanging around with other couples. I don't have a problem with people going doing whatever, but don't get too comfortable with anybody else. Ta-ta-ya-da. Hallelujah. You know what? If you don't ever cross the first barricade, you'll never fall into sin. There's a lot of barricades you got to jump before you fall into sin. Hey, I'm preaching to you. When you come up against the first one, you need to turn around and run and say, God, help me. Don't tell me you can't stop. My Bible said with a temptation, he will make a way of escape. If you want out, you can get out. If you don't want to fall, you don't have to fall. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, I feel a burden in my spirit today. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to mess up your real happiness if you get to messing around with this world. Amen. Maybe I'm preaching to everybody in this house. I know the pressure is on, the temptation is on to do the opposite of what this Bible said. The spirit of the Antichrist is everywhere. But let me tell you, you're not going to be happy. I wish I could line all of y'all up and look all of you in the eye at one time, but I can't. But act like I'm making eye contact with everybody. Amen. You're not going to be happy. Young people, the pressure is to be some weirdo, become other than what God made you. You listen to me. You're not going to be happy. You're going to be the most depressed, suicidal clown in the world. Amen. Let's just be what God intended for us to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Joy comes from the presence of the Lord. Amen. It comes from being close to God. He said, you're going to show me the path of life. Amen. This is where we really have to connect. God, you're going to show me the path of life. It's in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. The key is that you got to let God direct your path. This is the hard part. Amen. Everybody's got this own preconceived notion that they are the most stubborn that there is, and everybody else is docile and, amen, easily submit. But let me tell you, everybody's in the flesh. The most bashful, quiet, meek little person down deep, amen, they don't want to be told what to do. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man. This is just scripture. We always think we know the right way. You know why I'm saying we? Because we. You know why I got a pastor? Because we always think we know the right way. Hallelujah. Praise God. If I got offended every time my pastor told me I was wrong, boy, I would have a stack of offenses. But something about coming to church, amen, with not even having two nickels that you could maybe rub together, having a 40-year-old car before it was cool to have antiques, having no gas money to put in the old junker, praying, God, if you'll just let this car, let $5 appear somehow. Worrying that every vehicle that drives by, they're wanting to repo something else. You know, one day I was sitting there looking at my piano. I think it was the last thing I had left. It was $50 a month. And a piano truck drove by. I thought, oh, dear God. Here they're here to get my piano, too. I didn't know how to play it, but the kids and wife played around. There's something about leaving the hog pen and walking into a church where you got nothing to offer God. And God says, man, I like you. And he fills you with his spirit. And begins to do great things in your life. How could we start thinking we know everything when we were nothing? When God found us. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. You know what? I figured out if I would just get up under the wings of the Almighty God, I found joy unspeakable. I don't want to let money or success or bitterness or anger or hatred pull me out of the presence of God and take my joy away. I got my mind made up. So I'm almost done. So when my pastor would tell me something I didn't like, I always, maybe God gave me a brain. I don't know. I've never had an MRI or anything. But I think I got a brain. I don't know. But every time he would tell me something I didn't like it, I thought, well, I know what I was when I was making my own decisions. Praise God. I know how far it got me when I was living my own life, so maybe I need somebody to tell me, no, you need to go this way. I teach daily prayer. I don't have a new message. I just built y'all up for a long time. Amen. I teach daily prayer. Amen. A lot of people pray every day, and amen, you can sign in from Hawaii if you want to. Amen. But sign in. When I walk in, I thought, well, Sister Julia signs in for prayer every day from Timbuktu. Amen. I see her name. It blesses me. She lives 100-something miles from here, and she logs in and prays somewhere. Anyway, with the mosquitoes, swatting mosquitoes, I'm sure, in Stuttgart, Arkansas. Praise God. Bless her, Lord. That's dedicated prayer right there. Hallelujah. But when I learned how to pray, amen, that's when I learned how to get into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what I come to preach about. Give me 5 minutes and we'll go. Amen. The crock pot will be churning. Everything's good. Amen. Praise God. Prayer. Everybody say prayer. If you're not praying, you're not getting into that place. Everybody's in the presence of the Lord because God's everywhere. But there's not a whole lot of people that are getting into the presence of the Lord. His true presence. Amen. And when worship service starts and there's some of them that are tapping into the presence and others are going finding somebody to chat with, you should know who's getting in and who ain't getting in. Because I've never really been in the presence of God when I was on Instagram or checking the weather or texting people. Praise God. But always, every time I've ever got into his presence where the joy is when I blocked everything else out of my mind. Not thinking about the bills or whatever I need to do or whatever. Just focusing on God. Hallelujah. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Amen. This is what the Lord dealt with me about. I said, God, how can I convey to them how they will know when they're in the presence of God? Or they're just where God is. Hallelujah. And it's like the Lord just spoke to me. He said, when they're in the presence of God, they won't want to leave. God, you let that fall where it falls. It just fell on me. I begin to think about the times when I was ready for church to be over. And then there was times when I was hoping that they would just keep on playing or preaching or whatever because I didn't want it to end what I was feeling. That moment where I was tapped in into his presence, it's like it just come to me. God doesn't live in time. Do you know that? God don't live in time. And when you get into his presence, time don't live in you anymore. I don't know if this is going to work or not, but this is how you know
When you are truly in the red hot presence of God, you'll pray 2 hours and you'll think you've been there 10 minutes. You'll worship until they're tired of playing and they quit, and you keep on because time don't matter anymore. Come on, lift your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, help me pray right now for one moment. Come on, church, when was the last time that you got into the presence so deep that you did not want to leave? Come on, help me pray. Come on, prayer warriors. Come on, in the name of Jesus, God's going to change some people in this house. Come on. Come on, you got to be tired of just bumping up against the presence and not entering into it. Hallelujah. It's time for this church to go to a new level. Amen. When you get to this level, you're going to learn how to intercede for people and things that you don't even know and places you've never seen in your life. Amen. When you get into the presence. Come on. Come on, let's turn it into a little prayer meeting for a few moments right now. Come on, the rebellious will never get this. Come on, the liar will never get this. The stubborn will never get this. Come on, this is going to be something special. It's reserved for the submitted, those willing to be led. God, order my steps in your word today. Come on, church. Come on. Let God deal with your spirit today. Come on, if you be honest, you would say, when I got deep in the spirit, that was the happiest moments of my life. The night you got the Holy Ghost. Come on, if you described it, you would say, I felt such joy. I've never felt joy like that. The reason is because the old man died. And you laid everything on the altar and you wanted God. You didn't want just a touch. You wanted to go behind the veil. It was the night you said, I don't want to just hang out in the outer courts. I want to be translated behind that veil. I want to feel the Shekinah. Come on, church. There's people, you've been in church a long time. You need to come back into his presence. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray with me. Pray with me right now. Hallelujah. Ooh, ta-da. Ooh, Jesus. Come on, why don't you take a few moments? Say, help me tap in, God. God, get rid of every distraction in my mind. Ooh, maha. Come on, this is the key to your happiness. You'll be sad the rest of your life if you don't learn how to go through the veil. Come on, church. Come on, don't just lay on the altar and not ever go through the veil. Don't put in all the effort and not ever go into the veil.
It's time, God. Take me where the joy is. Take me where the joy is, God. Show me where you feed your sheep at noon. Come on, every head bowed in this room right now. I feel God pulling people. How long has it been? Come on, are you living on an old experience? It's time. That's why you're not happy. That's why nothing will make you happy. Why life ain't making you happy. It's because it can't. Come on, there's only one way to do this. It's to walk through the throne room with God. Come on, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, can you find somebody around you? Put your hand on them if it's appropriate. Come on, I feel the presence of the Lord in this house. Ooh, Mahasa. Sahasa. Sahasa. Come on. Come on in Jesus' name.